J'ai besoin de Tom. I need Tom. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the avoir verb, which translates to have. The phrase j'ai is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have besoin means need, and de is the preposition of. Tom is a proper noun. Il me faut de l'air. I need air. The sentence is in the third person singular, with the subject being il, which means he or it. The verb is for, which is the third person singular form of the verb falloir, meaning to need. The phrase de l'air is a partitive article that translates to some air or air. The pronoun me is a direct object pronoun and means me. Key concepts. Il : third person singular subject pronoun. For : third person singular form of the verb falloir. To need. De l'air : partitive article, meaning some air or air. Me : direct object pronoun, meaning me. Structure. The sentence follows a standard French structure. Subject plus verb plus object. J'ai besoin de glace. I need ice cream. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. J'ai besoin means need, and de is a preposition that indicates the object of the need. Glass means ice cream, and is the object of the need. J'ai besoin de toi. I need you. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. J'ai is the first person singular form of the verb avoir. To have. Here, it is used in the present tense to express the idea of need, which is a common use of avoir. In French, besoin means need and is a noun. In this case, it is modified by the preposition de, followed by the pronoun toi. Toi is the second person singular pronoun, meaning you. So, the sentence literally means, I have need of you, which translates to, I need you, in English. J'ai besoin de vous. I need you. This sentence uses the verb avoir. To have, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. J'ai. It is followed by the preposition de, of, from, and the pronoun vous, you, which functions as the object of the preposition. The phrase besoin de translates to need of or need for. This construction is common in French, using the preposition de to express the object of need. The entire sentence literally means, I have need of you. But the more natural translation is, I need you. Je protestais. I was protesting. The sentence uses the imparfait tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions in the past. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Protestais is the imparfait form of the verb protester, which means to protest. J'ai paniqué. I panicked. This sentence is in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here, the past participle is paniqué, panicked. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have, which is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. For the first person singular, paniqué, panicked, is the past participle of the verb paniqué, to panic. In English, the sentence is simple. I panicked. J'ai promis. I promised. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the auxiliary verb avoir. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular, ai. A. J'ai. J'ai. Is the contraction of j. Je, I, and ai, a, have, promise, pour me, is the past participle of the verb prompter, promettre, to promise. The literal translation is, I have promised. Je pour me, I promised. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express a completed action in the past. Breakdown. J. This is the contraction of je, I, and a, have, a. This is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, which is used to form the passé composé tense. Pour me. This is the past participle of the verb promettre. To promise. The passé composé tense is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle pour me agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. I. Je me suis enfui. I ran away. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. Me. Is the reflexive pronoun, myself. It is used here to indicate that the action of running away is performed by the subject on themselves. Suis. Is the present tense form of the verb être, to be. In this context, it is used in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past and is now completed. Hi, enfu, hi, is the past participle of the verb s'enfuir, to run away. Past participles are used in the passé composé tense to form the main verb. The entire phrase me suis enfui is the passé composé tense of the verb s'enfuir, to run away, meaning, I ran away. J'ai couru à la maison. I ran home. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. J is the contraction of je, meaning, I, and the a, which is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, in the first person singular, I, of the passé composé. Couru is the past participle of the verb courir, to run. The passé composé tense is formed with avoir plus past participle. À la maison is a prepositional phrase meaning to home. À is the preposition, to or at. La is the definite article meaning the, and modifies maison, which means house or home. The sentence is a simple one in the passé composé tense, indicating a completed action in the past. J'ai cédé. I gave in. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. Cédé is the past participle of the verb cédé, to give in, which is conjugated with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, in this context. Key concepts. Contractions. French often uses contractions to combine words for smoother pronunciation. Past participle. The past participle. Cédé agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. I, which is singular and feminine in this case. Auxiliary verb. The auxiliary verb. Avoir is used to form the past participle in this sentence. Je m'en souviens. I remember it. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me, myself, with the verb souvenir, to remember. Le, or, acts as a pronoun, replacing the object of the verb. This can be tricky for English speakers, but in this case it means it, referring to whatever the speaker is remembering. The sentence is in the present tense. Je me le rappelle. I remember it. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun se, himself, herself, itself, oneself, in the third person singular form. It is conjugated with the verb rappeler, to remember, in the present tense. Breakdown. Je, colon, I, subject pronoun. Me, colon, myself, reflexive pronoun in the first person singular form. Le, colon, it, direct object pronoun, masculine singular. Rappel, colon, remembers, verb. Rappeler, conjugated in the present tense, third person singular form. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. These pronouns refer back to the subject of the verb, indicating that the action is performed by the subject on themselves. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace nouns that are the direct object of the verb. Present tense. This tense is used to describe actions happening now, or habitual actions. Brûle. Burn it. The sentence, brûle, is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command. Brûle is the verb, to burn, conjugated in the imperative form for the second person singular, you. Le is the direct object pronoun, it, in the masculine singular form. It replaces the noun that would normally be the object of the verb. The pronoun, le, is attached to the verb, making it a single word. This is a common grammatical feature in French, known as clitic pronouns. Clitic pronouns are unstressed pronouns that are attached to verbs or other words. They are used for emphasis or clarity, and may also help to keep the sentence flowing smoothly. Je m'en rappelle. I remember it. This sentence uses the se reflexive pronoun, which is used when the subject of the verb is also the object. In this case, je, I, is the subject, and m'en is the object, meaning it. The verb rappel is the present tense of the verb to remember, and it is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun je. The phrase more is a contraction of more and is used to refer to something previously mentioned. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is I remember it. J.D. Wee. I said yes. This is a simple sentence in the past tense. G is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A D is the past participle of the verb dire. To say oui means yes. Je m'assis. I sat down. This sentence is in the passé composé. The most common past tense in French. It literally means, I myself sat. The verb s'asseoir is a pronominal verb, meaning it always requires a reflexive pronoun. Me. In this case, the passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, it's assis. So the full breakdown is je, I, am, myself, assis, sat, past participle of s'asseoir. J'ai vu cela. I saw that. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express actions that have been completed in the past. The verb voir, meaning to see, is conjugated with the auxiliary verb avoir, and the past participle vu. J is the contraction of je and a. The first person singular of avoir. Cela is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood. Je les ai vus. I saw them. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Les. This is the direct object pronoun, them. It is in the plural form, meaning it refers to multiple people, or things. A. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, avoir, to have, in the first person singular. Here, avoir, is used as an auxiliary verb for the past participle. Vu. Vu. This is the past participle of the verb, voir, to see. In this sentence, it functions as the past participle of the past tense. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. Direct object pronouns, like les, replace direct objects in a sentence. In this sentence, the direct object is the people, or things that were seen. Past tense with voir. The past tense in French is often formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, plus the past participle of the main verb. Je les ai vus. I saw them. This sentence uses the passé composé past perfect tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. J. Le. Ai vus. J. I, subject pronoun, les, them, direct object pronoun, ai, have, conjugated form of avoir. Vus, seen, past participle of voir. To see. The direct object pronoun. Le. Comes before the conjugated verb. A. Je les vis. I see them. This sentence uses the je I, form of the verb. Voir. To see, in the present tense. The. Le. Refers to a plural direct object that is masculine, or feminine, meaning, them. So, the entire sentence translates to, I see them. J'ai crié. I screamed. Breakdown. J. Is the contracted form of je, I, and a have. This contraction is common in French and is used when the verb avoir to have is followed by a past participle. A is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb avoir to have. Crié is the past participle of the verb crier, to scream. This sentence uses the passé composé, a common French verb tense that translates roughly to the English past tense. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. C'est ce que je vois. That's what I see. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning, this is. This is a common contraction in French, especially in informal speech. Que is a relative pronoun meaning that or what. Je is the first person singular pronoun meaning I. Voir is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb voir, meaning, to see. The sentence is a simple statement, using the present tense to express what the speaker is currently seeing. Je les vois. I see them. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the direct object pronoun les to refer to the people, or things being seen. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Voir is the present tense form of the verb voir to see, conjugated for the first person singular. Le is the direct object pronoun for them. It replaces the noun that would normally be in the sentence, such as, I see the students. J'ai tremblé. I trembled. This sentence is in the past tense. J'ai is a contraction of je, I, and a have. This is a common contraction in French. A is the present tense of the verb avoir to have. This is used to form the passé composé, past tense, in French. Tremblé is the past participle of the verb tremblé to tremble. Putting it all together, the sentence literally translates to, I have trembled, but in English, we would simply say, I trembled. J'ai haussé les épaules. I shrugged. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. It's formed with the auxiliary verb avoir to have, in the present tense, a, and the past participle of the main verb haussé. Haussé is the past participle of the verb haussé to raise, which is used here in the sense of to shrug. Les épaules is the plural form of l'épaule, the shoulder. So the sentence literally translates to, I have raised the shoulders, but the idiomatic meaning is, I shrugged. J'ai plissé les yeux. I squinted my eyes. J'ai is the contracted form of D plus AI, meaning, I have. Plus A. Plus A. Is the past participle of the verb plissa, meaning, to wrinkle, or, to crease. Les you. Les you. Is the plural form of Elohil, meaning, the I. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. In this case, the action of squinting is completed. The use of the direct object les you tells us that the subject of the sentence, je, je, is the one performing the action of squinting. J'ai survécu. I survived. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is the past tense used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense with the past participle of the main verb. Here's the breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A. Is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, in the first person singular. Survécu. Is the past participle of the verb. Survivre. To survive. The sentence translates literally as, I have survived. This translates into the simple past tense in English. I survived. J'ai vomi. I vomited. This sentence uses the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. J is the contracted form of je, meaning I. A is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir, which means, to have. Vom is the past participle of the verb vomir, meaning, to vomit. The passé composé is formed by combining the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir, or être, with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is avoir, and the past participle is vom. J'en ai parlé à Tom. I talked to Tom about it. Breakdown. J. J. is the contracted form of je, I, and le. Le, which is used before a vowel sound, n, r, is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, in this case, the topic of the conversation, AI. A is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb avoir. To have. Parler. Parler is the past participle of the verb parler. To speak. A is the preposition to. Tom. Tom is the name of the person spoken to. Key concepts. Contraction. G is a contracted form that simplifies the sentence. Pronoun. R is a pronoun that avoids repeating the topic. Past participle. Parler is used with avoir to form the passé composé, past tense. Preposition. A indicates the recipient of the action. J'ai essayé. I tried. This is a simple sentence in the passé composé tense, which is used to talk about completed actions in the past. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. have. Essayer is the past participle of the verb. Essayer. To try. Je l'ai essayé. I tried it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun, it. The. Is a contraction of the preposition. Le. The, and the definite article. Elle. It. A. This is the present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, in the first person singular. It is conjugated in this form, because it is used with the past participle. Essayer. To form the passé composé. Essayer. This is the past participle of the verb. Essayer. To try. Key concepts. Passé composé. This tense is used to express actions that have happened in the past and are completed. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir and the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace the direct object of a verb. In this case, elle replaces the object, it. J'utilise cela. I use this. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb utiliser, which means, to use. The pronoun je, I, is implied in the contraction j'. The object of the verb is the pronoun cela, which means, this. Je veux Tom. I want Tom. This sentence uses the verb vouloir, which means, to want. It is conjugated in the first person singular, present tense. Je veux. This is the most common form of the verb, to want, in French. The direct object, Tom, is placed after the verb. J'en veux un. I want one. J is the contracted form of je, I, and ne, not. Or is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned noun, often an object. In this case, it is likely referring to something that was previously discussed. Me is the present tense, first person singular form of the verb vouloir. To want. Is the masculine singular indefinite article, a slash an. The sentence expresses a desire for one of something that was previously mentioned. J'en veux une. I want one. This is a common French phrase used to express a desire for something. It literally translates to, I want one of it. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. Or is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned object, in this case, one, of something. Me is the present tense form of the verb vouloir. To want. Une is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article. A slash an. Key concepts. A is a useful pronoun that can replace a noun or phrase and adds a more colloquial tone to the sentence. Contractions are common in French and help to make the language more fluid. Vouloir is an irregular verb that changes its conjugation depending on the subject pronoun. J'en veux un. I want one. This sentence is a simple request, using the verb vouloir. To want, in its contracted form. Me G is the contraction of je, I, and the ne of the negation, meaning, I don't. This is the standard way to express the negative form of the verb vouloir. When using the pronoun je, I, are, is a pronoun that stands in for a noun already mentioned. Here, it refers to something that the speaker has already mentioned. Means one. So, the sentence can be broken down as, I don't want it, plus one, I want one. Je n'étais pas là. I was not there. This sentence uses the passé composé, past tense, which is formed using the auxiliary verb être, to be, and the past participle of the verb. Here, the past participle is pas, not. Je, I, is the subject pronoun. N'était is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb être. In the passé composé, for the first person singular, I, the, ne, is used for negation. Pas, not, is the past participle of the verb être. La, there, is the adverb indicating location. J'étais occupé. I was busy. The sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb être, to be. J is a contraction of je, I, and était is the imperfect form of être. In the first person singular, occupé is the feminine past participle of the verb occupé. To occupy, to be busy, which functions as an adjective here. The sentence expresses a state of being in the past. Je fus bon. I was good. This sentence uses the passé simple tense, which is a past tense in French that is typically used in formal writing or speech. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Fus is the past simple form of the verb être, to be. Bon is the adjective meaning good. The sentence structure is simple: subject plus verb plus adjective. Enterrez-la. The sentence means bury her. Breakdown. Enterrez. This is the imperative form of the verb enterrer, meaning to bury. The imperative form is used to give a command. It's in the second person plural, so it means you all. In this case, the you all refers to a group of people, presumably the ones burying the person. La. This is the feminine singular direct object pronoun referring to her. Important concepts. Imperative mood. Used for commands and requests. Direct object pronoun replaces the object of the verb, in this case, her. Direct object pronouns are placed before the verb in the imperative. J'étais bon. I was good. This sentence is in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here's the breakdown. J colon, this is the contracted form of the subject pronoun je, I, and the auxiliary verb e, have. E colon, this is the present tense conjugation of avoir, to have, in the first person singular. été. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb. Être. To be. Bon. Colon, this is an adjective meaning good. So the full breakdown is, I have been good. But in English, we use the simple past tense, I was good, to translate the passé composé. In this instance, j'étais bon. I was good. This sentence uses the passé composé. The French past tense that is used for completed actions in the past. It is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir to have in the present tense with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is a have, and the past participle is été been. The past participle été agrees in gender and number with the subject. J'ai, which is feminine singular. The word bon, good, is a feminine adjective that modifies the subject. J'ai, je fus bon. I was good. This sentence uses the passé simple, simple past tense, which is used for completed actions in the past. The verb être, to be, is conjugated in the passé simple. For the first person singular, fut, the adjective bon, good, modifies the subject. Je, I, j'étais à la maison. I was at home. Breakdown. J'ai, été, is the past imperfect of the verb être. To be, the imperfect tense in French describes a continuous action in the past. Here, it indicates that the speaker was at home for a period of time. À is a preposition meaning at or in. La maison is the definite article, the, combined with the noun, house. Key concepts. Past imperfect tense. This tense is used to describe ongoing actions in the past. Prepositions. These words connect nouns and pronouns to other words in a sentence. Definite articles. These words specify a particular noun. J'étais chez moi. I was at home. This sentence uses the imparfait tense of the verb être. To be, the imparfait is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. In this case, the speaker was at home, and this was a state that was ongoing at a particular time in the past. The phrase chez moi literally translates to at my place or at my home, and is a common idiomatic expression in French. J'étais blessé. I was injured. This sentence uses the passé composé tense in French, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Let's break down the sentence. J'ai, this is the contracted form of je, I, and a have, which is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Été. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb être. To be. In French, the passé composé is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir or être, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Blessé. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb blessé. To injure. This is the main verb in the sentence. So the full sentence translates to I have been injured. The have is implied in English, but it is necessary in the French grammar. J'étais dernier. I was last. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir in the appropriate tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir is conjugated in the passé composé as a. Since the subject is je, I, the past participle of the verb être, to be, is été. Dernier is an adjective meaning last, and it modifies je, I am. The sentence can be literally translated as I have been last. However, in English, it is more natural to say I was last. J'étais dernier. I was last. This sentence uses the imparfait tense of the verb être, meaning to be, which is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. J is the contracted form of je, meaning I, and était is the imparfait form of être for the first person singular pronoun. Dernier means last, and is an adjective in this case modifying the noun that is understood, which would be the position in a race or line. J'étais dernière. I was last. This sentence uses the past participle of the verb être, to be, which is été. This is a common construction in French to express the past participle, especially with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have. The sentence is structured as follows. Subject pronoun J, I, auxiliary verb A, have, past participle été, been, adjective dernière, last. J'étais dernière. I was last. Breakdown. J'étais. J'étais is the past imperfect of the verb être. Être. To be. In this context, it indicates an ongoing state in the past. Dernière. Dernière is the feminine singular form of the adjective dernier. Dernier. Last. It modifies the implied subject, j. Je. I. Key concepts. Past imperfect. The past imperfect is used to describe actions that were ongoing or habitual in the past. Adjective agreement. Adjectives in French must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Implied subject. The subject, j. Je. I, is implied in the sentence, as it is the pronoun used with the verb être. Être. In the first person singular. Ôter la. Bury her. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Ôter is the verb, to bury, in the imperative form, second person singular, meaning you, addressing one person. La is the direct object pronoun, her, referring to a feminine noun. So, the full meaning is, you bury her. But in English, we typically shorten imperatives to just the verb, so the translation is, bury her. J'étais en retard. I was late. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and e accent aigu, the present participle of the verb être. to be. This is the subject pronoun, and the beginning of the verb phrase. It is the imperfect tense of the verb. Et. To be. It signifies a past action that was ongoing, or habitual. En retard is an adverbial phrase meaning late, or behind schedule. The entire sentence is in the imperfect tense, reflecting a state of being in the past. I was late. Breakdown. J-I is the contracted form of G. Je. I plus A-I. A. Have. It is the past participle of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have, which is used to form the passé composé tense. Été. Is the past participle of the verb être. Être. To be. En retard. En retard. Is a prepositional phrase meaning, late. Key concepts. Past composé is a common tense in French, formed using the auxiliary verb avoir. Avoir. Or être. Être. And the past participle of the main verb. Être. Être. Is used as the auxiliary verb for verbs of movement, change of state, and with reflexive verbs. En retard. En retard. Is a useful phrase to express being late. J'étais perdu. I was lost. This sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb. Être. To be, which is. Était. For the first person singular. Breakdown. J. Is the contraction of. Je. I, and. Était. Is the imperfect tense of. Être. To be. Perdu. Is the past participle of the verb. Perdre. To lose. Therefore, this sentence translates to, I was lost. J'étais perdu. I was lost. This sentence uses the imperfect tense in French, which is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. J. Is the contraction of. Je. I, and. Était. Was. Perdu. Is the past participle of the verb. Perdre. To lose. The. At the end of. Perdu. Is a feminine ending, because the subject of the sentence. Je. I, is feminine. J'étais malade. I was sick. Breakdown. J. Colon, this is the contracted form of. Je. I, and. A. Have. Été. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb. Être. To be, conjugated in the passé composé with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have. It indicates that the action of being sick took place in the past, and is now finished. Malade. Colon, this is an adjective meaning, sick, or, ill. It is used in the masculine form to agree with the subject. Je. I. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express completed actions in the past in French. Agreement. The adjective. Malade. Agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. J'étais malade. I was sick. The sentence is in the. Imparfait. Tense, which is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. Breakdown. J. Is a contraction of. Je. I, and. Était. Was. Malade. means sick. Je sifflé. I whistled. The sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle is sifflé. Whistled. The subject pronoun je, I, is contracted with the auxiliary verb, forming j'ai. Therefore, the literal translation is, I have whistled, but in English, we use the simple past tense, I whistled. Je n'irai pas. I will not go. This sentence is in the future tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb aller. To go, and the infinitive of the verb. Breakdown. Je. I, subject pronoun. N. Negation, not. Irai. Future tense of. Aller. To go. Pas. Negation, not. The phrase. N'irai pas. Literally translates to, will not go. Je fais de l'exercice. I am exercising. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the first person singular. Fais. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, faire, to do, or, to make, in the first person singular. De. This is the preposition, of, or, from. L. This is the contracted form of le, and exercice. Exercice. This is the noun, exercise. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb, faire, is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an ongoing action. Contraction. The article, le, is contracted with exercice, to form, l'exercice. Preposition. The preposition, de, links, exercice, to the verb, faire. Je l'ai écrit. I wrote it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun, it. This, elle, is a contraction of, le, the masculine definite article, and the direct object pronoun, le. E. This is the present tense of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person singular. It's used here to form the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. Écrire. This is the past participle of the verb, écrire, to write. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. These pronouns replace nouns that directly receive the action of the verb. In this case, L stands in for the object that was written. Passé composé. This tense is formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, and the past participle of the main verb. It is used to express completed actions in the past. Appelle-moi. Call me. The sentence. Appelle-moi. Is an imperative verb in the second person singular, meaning it is a command addressed to one person. Appelle. Is the verb, to call, conjugated in the imperative form. Moi. Is the pronoun, me. So the sentence literally translates as, call me. C'est moi qui l'ai écrit. It is I, who wrote it. The sentence is constructed in a way to emphasize the speaker as the one, who wrote something. It utilizes the following grammar concepts. C'est. This is the contracted form of. Il est. It is, which is used to introduce the subject of the sentence. Moi. This is the pronoun used to emphasize the speaker as the subject. This emphasis is achieved by using moi instead of the subject pronoun. Je. I. Qui. This is a relative pronoun meaning who or that. In this case, it connects the subject moi to the verb écrit. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun. Le. It, contracted with the preceding preposition. A. It refers to the thing that was written. Écrit. This is the past participle of the verb. Écrire. To write, conjugated in the first person singular, I, to agree with the subject pronoun. Moi. Therefore, the sentence translates to, it is I who wrote it. J'accepterai. I would accept. The sentence is in the conditional mood, which expresses a hypothetical or conditional situation. J is the contraction of je, I, and j, I. Accepterai is the first person singular conditional form of the verb accepter, to accept. Therefore, the sentence means, I would accept, in a conditional sense, implying that the acceptance depends on a certain condition or circumstance.